You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. So glad to have you on this afternoon, Drew. I want you to go through some things for me. After yesterday's United States Department of Agriculture's update to the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE report, it's clear that, according to USDA, South America must have a good crop, sometimes a monster crop, partially because of the acreage, and I think maybe in part because of some of the weather. What does the condition of that crop look like today? And I think, am I right that much, and it's a big area, but much of that area would be in the August time frame at this point, probably late July, early August would be my guess.
Yeah, I think that is true. There was a lot of planting late and a lot of replanting. So there's probably the majority of the crop is right in that time frame that you're thinking. But there is some crop that would be a bit immature at this point and will need a few weeks of good weather still yet ahead. Most of that replanting occurred in Mato Grosso and Goyas, and both those areas do have a little bit of a problem with dryness after we get to April. So it's going to be important that they get every drop of rain in March that they're supposed to see, and then some maybe when we get into April or even early May. So some of that crop will need some more moisture, but we're talking about 8% of the crop. I think the rest of it's probably closer to them being on schedule, and the conditions are very good. We had so much news information coming at us earlier in the year saying that it was too dry to plant or there was extremely dry conditions and the crop looked terrible. And then we heard about flooding in the south and then everything flip-flopped around a little later down the road. But when you take a look at it from, 30,000 feet, it really does not look like it's a bad crop at all. And I think the USDA is absolutely right about it being a big crop. And I think that's one of the reasons why our prices have gone nowhere.
And then the other thing is there is crop coming off harvest at this point, and the safrinha or the second crop corn would be being put into place. That normally would happen in the month of February. How's that crop set up for its growing season?
Well, there is a smaller percentage of the safrinha crop that's going to go into the ground because there was so much late planted crop. So that is going to end up shrinking down the overall planted acreage relative to what we were looking at last November and December. But the condition of the crop right now is very good. Those crops are going into the ground, have good moisture to feed upon. Germination emergence didn't occur very quickly. And the outlook for the next 10 days to 2 weeks continues to perpetuate a good balance between rain and sunshine. So I think it's going to certainly take off very well. And we'll see what happens as we get down the road. We'll also be interested in seeing just how much area does get planted and how far off from what we originally thought we would see, when we get the numbers back.
And finally, a very quick word on the Arctic blast we're suffering in the Midwest now.
Yeah, that's going to kind of be replaced by a reinforcement over the weekend. I don't think it's going to be anything too terribly more intense than what we're already dealing with, but it will be one more round of it. So we'll have winter for at least another week, and then we'll probably start working our way back towards a typical El Nino environment. And by 10 days from now, we'll be back into a wetter bias for the lower Midwest, the Delta, and southeastern states, while the north will be dry and a return to warmer bias conditions for many areas.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated. I'm Todd Gleason.